MSONewsSports.com. We're joined by Frank Cousins, the sheriff, Essex County. And Sheriff Cousins, welcome to MSO News Sports.
Thanks for having me on today. This is great.
Well, you have some breaking news here from the office that you are not seeking re-election. So tell us about that decision.
Thanks, Bill. After 20 years of being the sheriff of Essex County, I've decided today is nomination day to pull out papers. I've decided not to pull my nomination papers out, and I feel very comfortable about that. And I've really enjoyed being the sheriff here in Essex County and serving the citizens, and it gives me an opportunity to kind of look back on things we've done.
Well, if you were to look back on a few things, other than we're gonna talk about this detox program that you have, but let's put that aside for right now. What kind of accomplishments or what kind of things will you walk away from here and say, geez, this is something we've done and we did it well?
Well, I really think the number one thing is to, you know, the public to understand that we're really working hard and really tried to restore public confidence to the office of sheriff. I think the other great thing that's been done is the level of programming and educational program to really turn people's lives around to keep them out of jail. And then the final thing is staff development. We have really a great group of correctional officers, sergeants and lieutenants, the captains that help us run the agency, which is, you know, today is number one.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the deep detox unit, which is take us back how that all got started and what it is.
What happened was approximately a couple of years ago, and really further back than that, we identified the whole issue of opiates and prescription medications, OxyContin, Vicodin, is really starting to put a lot of pretrial people into the jail here. So about 2 years ago, we looked at it and said there's a lot of quality of life crimes. We see individuals getting held on bail from $500 to $1,500. The legislator identified that as a problem, and we looked at that and said, how can we better serve these people? So we came up with this detox idea for 28-day programming to really let people catch their breath and really kind of try to turn around their lives.
Yeah. Now, so tell us how that happened. So, in other words, give me one case example of how this might happen for someone that's gets into the court system.
Yeah. What traditionally was happening was people were coming in and maybe staying 2 or 3 days on a dangerousness hearing, maybe having a spin dry of their alcohol or a drug addiction, then sent back to the court. And what we were finding was people were being arrested again for driving the car under the influence, stealing at a Walmart or a supermarket or bouncing bad checks, and they were getting arrested again on multiple open cases, and their problem of addiction was not being addressed properly. So what we decided to do was to take them and say, hey, we're gonna have you go for 28 days, you agree to it in open court, and then at the end of 28 days, go back to court to have your case adjudicated.
Now, do they get any kind of favorable treatment for completing a course like this in the eyes of the court?
The court likes people that are willing to address their addictions, and more importantly, when they go back, they're willing to address their shortcomings of, I made a mistake. They have their case adjudicated. They get put on probation. And you kind of move the case through the system like we used to do 30, 35 years ago.
Yeah.
And as opposed to having them come back as a pretrial hold them again, then go back to court. So I think the courts have been great. The judges have been very, very good. And it's been a really positive thing to try to move people along.
Now, tell us about the actual program itself and kind of the curriculum is probably not the right word, but it might be appropriate.
Yeah, no, it is. What we tried to do was when we looked at it, it's kind of going back to the 80s. In the 80s, before we had a lot of reforms in healthcare, people would be afforded the opportunity through their health insurance to go somewhere and catch their breath for 28 days if they were addicted to alcohol or drugs. So Dr. Steve Alley from AdCare is our treatment person. He identified the 28 days. I was in full agreement. Our staff was in agreement. So what we wanted to do was to structure a program for 28 days. So there's a lot of AA meetings. We have 3 counselors that are on duty up there that will break up the caseload of the 42 people and really give them individual one-on-one counseling. We also bring peer people over that are in our drug and alcohol sentence unit to talk to them about being in prison, having addictions, and really helping them. And the other thing that is great is we have a lot of 12-step programs coming at night, so a lot of these individuals will pick up sponsors and people that will help them when they get released from the detox.
Well, that sounds huge in itself, just to have a connection leading somebody out of here to back into the community, back into life. What are the statistics, so to speak, or I don't know if you'd be able to track them from people being released?
Yeah, what we're doing is our statistician, Mo Pratt, is tracking all of the people that are being released. We talk to them the minute they come in so they understand that the statistics are very important. We feel that we're going to be able to service about 500 people in the first full calendar year. Right now, in the first 2 months, we've served just a little bit over 100 people. We've had very good results with people going into long-term treatment, halfway houses, group homes, supervision by probation. We have had one failure where someone has overdosed and died up in Lawrence. It was a young 19-year-old boy. You are going to have those type of things happen anytime you're dealing with people with addictions. But we're looking at somewhere between 35 and 38% of these people not reoffending, not using drugs, not violating probation or parole after 1 year. So we're tracking those statistics.
Wow. Well, and again, now how does this relate? You know, you're probably now an expert on insurances and mass health and how this might how people are impacted and assisted once they again leave the program.
One of the things that we do when people come into jail, usually their mass health is taken away if they're sentenced. One of the things we're working with mass health on is when people come in a pretrial setting is to keep them on mass health for that 30-day period so when they leave, they will have health insurance, which is very important, as we all know. And the other thing is, some of them might be interested in Vivitrol, and that's something that's picked up by MassHealth. It's kind of a beta blocker for heroin use. So a few people have been trying that. So MassHealth has been pretty successful working with us.
Gotcha. You know, one of the things that maybe we could share or you could share with us is, you know, the Gloucester Police Chief has, started the PARE program, which is around nationally now in a lot of different pockets around the country. Maybe just kind of share how that is kind of related to what you are doing.
Yeah. We've had good rapport with the chief of police in Gloucester. I was very happy with what he's trying to do to keep people from being arrested and getting into treatment. I've talked to him at length about his program. He has a great understanding of what we're trying to accomplish with the pretrial people. It really works hand in hand. So someone that has been arrested for these quality of life crimes, it gives them an opportunity to go down for 28 days and catch their breath.
I'm thinking that in the big scheme of things here, this is a brand new program, and that there must be people out there that might be listening and saying, well, I know somebody or I know situations where is this something that you can kind of get into or do you really? I understand it's coming through the court system, but what if there are people out there that say, geez, this is what this person could really use?
Well, if they've unfortunately violated probation or parole or committed a crime, those are the individuals we're looking for.
Yeah.
It's groundbreaking. It's never been done before in Massachusetts or New England. So we went to Washington last week and talked about it with our legislative delegation and the drugs, Michael Botticelli. So there's a lot of interest on this program and with the National Sheriff's Association also.
Gotcha. Well, Sheriff Cousins, anything else you want to share with us about either this program or anything else happening?
No, I just thank you, Bill, for coming up. I think it's important that we continue the awareness of prescription medication and the opiates with the public because it's affected a lot of good families, and everybody knows people that are struggling.
All right, Sheriff Cousins, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay. Sheriff Frank Cousins from Essex County here on MSO, newsports.com.